everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Journey of Hope. I'm your host, Rodney Mathers. This podcast is for ex-offenders, our families, and our friends, and it's designed to address post-incarceration issues. Our guest this week is Belinda Mays. Now, Belinda has written a book that gives suggestions on how to determine just exactly what success is for each of us individually. I'm very excited to have her on the show. I very much like what Belinda has to say, and I think you're going to enjoy the interview. All that's coming up with Miss Belinda Mays right after this. I'm your host, Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. And welcome back. On the phone with me is Belinda Mays. Belinda is the founder of the Success Project. She's the author of Success Project, The Making of a Worthy Idea. Welcome, Belinda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Rodney.
Great. Hey, listen, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself and tell us how you ended up in this position of being a successful coach like you are now?
Well, it actually came here in recent years with the transition of the economy. My background has pretty much been in self-employment and entrepreneurship, and I was had a successful training and facilitation business as well as doing some residential and commercial sales. And then when the economy tanked, I had to redefine myself and dig really deep, and since entrepreneurship is my baby, you know, I just started to think about things that I could do that dealt with my passion, and my passion is helping others succeed, and here I am.
Great. I want to talk to you about entrepreneurship in a minute, but first I want to ask you, what is success? What defines success?
And I'm so glad you asked that question, because it was in my transitional state that I had to find out what success means. Most times people think of cars and homes and things of that nature as success, but I came across a definition of success by a gentleman by the name of Earl Nightingale many, many years ago, and he stated that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And simply put, if you have something that you are really passionate about, and as long as you're moving toward it a little bit each day, then that is success. That defines success. And all that material stuff, that's sort of, you know, the gravy on the potatoes or the evidence, but success lies in you taking that first step and never giving up and moving forward. Mm-hmm. That's success.
You know, many of the men and women listening to this show, Belinda, are pushed into kind of an entrepreneurial row simply because they can't find a job when they get out of prison. You know that we deal with ex-offender issues here on the Journey of Hope. And how does someone, when they're trying to redefine themselves and maybe going about starting a business, how do they keep their spirits up? Because I know it's very difficult. What do you say to people about keeping positive and keeping their spirits up as they're going through this?
Well, actually, I do have a relative who's incarcerated in federal prison right now, and what I am telling him, and if there are families who have people that are still incarcerated, is take that time to use whatever tools you have at your hand. If you're incarcerated and they're offering some kind of class or foreign language, like my relative has fluent in Spanish, taking all these courses and gotten these degrees, that is what you need. In order to stay motivated on the outside, is you first are going to have to, you know, put all the negativity aside. I think that's the biggest thing when people are labeling you as an ex-con. So what? You did your time and now you're ready to get going. You have to make an effort daily to find positive people and positive things to kind of keep you motivated. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell my relative, because we communicate via email, and anyone else. You've got to surround yourself with positivity, and how you do that is you first have to surround yourself with positive people. And if you say, I don't have any positive people in my life, then there's all kinds of other groups that you can go and connect with people, because positivity is going to be the only way you're going to be able to make it out here.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about church on this show in terms of surrounding yourself with good people. Those are great ideas. Talk to me a little bit about time management. I've noticed that you address this on your blog. You say that you can get twice as much done in half the time with less effort. School me up on that, man. I need some of that.
Well, the first thing is it's a law by it's called the Parkinson's Law. And basically, there's no such thing as time management. We all get the same amount of time. We all get 24 hours in a day. It boils down to activity management. And the way that you're going to be able to get more done is you have to give each specific task an amount of time. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, then what you say, okay, I'm going to, you know, make a business plan or what have you, and then something happens, and then it goes into tomorrow, into next week. If you say, look, I'm allowing myself, like I'm right now, allowing myself 30 minutes for this phone call, then I'm going to definitely get it done. When you don't assign a time to what it is you want to do, it's never going to get done. So you cannot manage time. You can only manage activities. Okay. And it starts with managing yourself.
Well, let's talk about the mechanics of that. I mean, do you suggest that people make a daily list of things that they want to get done? I mean, like a to-do list? What about that?
Well, that's a great idea. Here's how I incorporate it into my daily life. If I make my to-do list for the next day, the night before. Mm-hmm. Right before I go to bed or at the end of my business day, I do make the to-do list of all the tasks that I want to accomplish, and I also assign an amount of time that it's going to take me to do it. Mm-hmm. If I feel like that I'm running out of that time, then I just kind of put it on the back burner. I'm giving this as much time as I allotted on my schedule, and I'll come back to it after I've gotten through all the other tasks of the day. So you definitely have to prepare for, quote, time management. Because time continues to move on, whether you're doing what you're supposed to do or not.
I like the way you approach that. What about creating luck? And I assume you're talking about good luck here now. I noticed this was another issue that you addressed on your blog, which, by the way, you've got an excellent website, and there's a lot of cool stuff there. And I want to encourage everybody to take a look at it. We'll put a link up for it here when we post the show. But you talk about creating luck. Tell me about that.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because so often in what I do is I when I'm first making an assessment with people, they're always talking about how lucky other people are and how lucky someone is to be born into a rich family and all of these other things. The first thing you have to realize is you were born into the family that you were born into, period. Whether you think it's lucky for someone else or not, that's totally your perception. But you create luck by creating momentum for yourself. So if you start out by, okay, I'm going to plan my day today for tomorrow. I'm going to find some positive people or positive things to focus on and really start churning the wheels. You're creating momentum, which inevitably will create luck for you. And that's my take on luck. I mean, of course, those people that win the lottery, you may say, oh, they're so lucky. But when you talk to them, they kind of created a momentum for that luck because they're constantly playing. So in order to create luck for yourself and your life, you've got to constantly create some type of movement. So get out there, people, and create your own luck.
I like that. That's great. You also talk about procrastinating.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, my God. Procrastination is one of the biggest. In my book, I kind of mentioned some dream killers, but procrastination is a dream killer as well. Because why are we procrastinating? That's the first thing you're going to have to do. Is it because of fear? Is it because you can't figure out, quote, how to do something? Or are you just lazy? You have to figure out why is it that I'm procrastinating on this particular task, and then just get over it. Get going. Get up. Get going. That's the only way you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That is my life's philosophy. Stop procrastinating and just do it.
I think that procrastination, particularly for people that have been to prison and continually get slapped like we do, that it has to do with just going out there and getting slapped again, you know. This is like putting it off, but you got to suck it up, don't you? And you got to keep trying. I like the things that you have to say. We're going to come back and talk to you some more in just a minute. We're going to take a short break. More with Belinda Mays. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Okay.
My name is Rodney Mathers. You're on the Journey of Hope. This is Rodney Mathers from the Journey of Hope. You know, if you listen to the program, you'll note that I'm always talking about how downtime is probably not a very productive time for us as ex-offenders unless we fill it with things that are productive. A lot of us have taken on hobbies, and I know that a lot of us out there have learned to play music. And I want to tell you about a product out there called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. That's the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. And if you know just a few chords, whether it be on the piano, on a guitar, the notes on a bass, on a mandolin, on a banjo, whatever the instrument may be, this product takes your playing and organizes it in such a way that you're able to play an infinite number of songs in every single key. It's an amazing product, and the way that you get to it is you go to angiesbanjo.com. That's angiesbanjo.com. You click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart ebook, and you're going to get a free sample so that you can check it out and see what I'm talking about. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. And welcome back. We're chatting with Belinda Mays. All of us want to make more money. And I noticed that you talk about something called the laws of compensation. Talk to me about that. How does that work?
Well, the laws of compensation, in short, it's just all about the values that you have to bring. What is it that you want? First of all, let me just say this. You know, when people are always talking about, I want more money, I want more money, what are you going to do with more money? Why do you want the money? That is the key. I mean, it really doesn't take that much to live, quote, a decent life here in America, but I think, you know, with the media and things of that nature, it kind of perpetuates, oh, we need all of this money. But you must first have to be specific about what it is you want and how much money you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
then you have to write out, you know, what are you going to do in order to earn this money? Money just doesn't come to you. You're going to have to earn it, whether you've been in prison or whether you are just someone who's been recently laid off. You're going to have to earn it. Mm-hmm. And is there a need for what it is, you know, that you do? And some people say, well, I don't know what I do. Everybody does something well. And you're going to have to really dig deep and find out how you can monetize on that gift. Like when I was going through, you know, the transition here in the recent recession, my gift is to motivate and inspire people. And I had to sit down and figure out how I can monetize on that. Mm-hmm. And what is your ability to do it? Can you do it? Is it something within the realm of your abilities? Mm-hmm. And how difficult is it to replace you? Well, that's pretty much the mm-hmm. laws of compensation. Mm-hmm. If you do go to my website and see that little link there, you'll read a little bit more about it. But it's on us, people. It's on us to create our own economy and to make the money that we want to make, no matter what we've been through. It's a new day. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to really sit down and take hold of that. You can have, do, and be anything you want. You will encounter challenges, but keep going. Keep going, people. You're going to get there. I'm a living witness. I'm telling you here. Belinda Mays.
Well, you're certainly a good role model for reinventing yourself. Hey, I was curious. Of course, I haven't had time to read your book, but I would like to. I was curious if you talk about writing business plans in your book. Do you do that? Do you address that in your book?
Not so much business plan in the sense of the traditional business plan. What the Success Project, the Making of a Worthy Ideal, deals with, and I'll definitely get you a copy. It was just published here last week, actually.
Right, yeah. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. But what it deals with is it first of all deals with the mindset and all the things that have been placed on us, all the paradigms, all the things that people say we're not going to be able to do, we can't do, you know, you can't afford that, and all of these other stigmas that really keep us from being our best selves. So it first of all deals with that. And then we do go into playing a blame game and saying, yes, my mom is at fault, my uncle's at fault, where I was born is the reason I'm the way I am. We go into all of that. And then we toss all of that out the window and really start digging deep to figure out what it is that you want to do, what is your worthy ideal, and how are you going to plan for it. So the book does have a business plan, but it's not the traditional business plan. It's a very quick and easy read, and I dare anyone to test the information out and see it works. Because as I was writing this book, I'm going to tell you this, and a lot of people don't know this, when I was writing the book, I was making $277 a week on Georgia unemployment. I was living the Success Project. I am the Success Project, and so are you. I use these principles that I learned in order to create and monetize all my natural gifts, and I'm telling you, anyone can do it, whether they have just been released from prison, whether they didn't go to high school or graduate college. I didn't graduate college, and I'm not ashamed to say so. It can be done, people. You can hear I'm getting excited right now, Rodney.
I like it. I like it. We need a little spark around here from time to time. Okay, that's great. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, this is way off the side. I was just sitting here thinking with it, we were talking about the luck, you know. I was watching something on CNN just a minute ago about this big royal wedding that they're getting ready to have over there.
Oh, my God.
Well, you talk about luck, man. Those people hit the birth lottery, didn't they? That's.
Yeah, I mean, they did.
You think about it, they've done absolutely nothing to achieve the wealth that they have and the notoriety and the fame. I don't know. Kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. Just me.
It does, but then at the end of the day, the way I look at it, yes, they were lucky to be born into that family, but that does not take away from the luck that I have as far as my privacy goes, and I am so, quote, lucky not to have someone following me around and telling me that, oh, I'm 5 more pounds heavier than Princess Diana was as she got married. So I guess it's a give and take if you want to look at mm-hmm. it from the financial point and all the money that they're going to be spending for that when not only the United States, but the whole world is pretty much in a recession. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of rubs me the wrong way, too.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, when you and I and a listener, when we get a few bucks in our pocket, we earned it. You know, it wasn't handed to us, and that's something that can make you feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm. And,
so, hey, listen, there's lots of good information here. How do we get a hold of your book and in touch with your success project? How do we do that?
You can just visit me online at BelindaMays.com, and there is a link on the website where you can purchase the book. And not when you purchase the book, I'm going to tell you a little secret that, you know, a lot of people don't really read the little information in the back of the book. But for the listener who's listening, and I'm probably not going to say this on any other radio show, is there is a coupon in the very back of the book where you're already going to get a free workbook to kind of really, you know, experience the whole success project. There's
Oh, cool.
A coupon in the back of the book for that. And there's also a lifetime coupon for 50% off any other product or training service that I will be offering from here to the end of my life, because I truly want to help people. And, you know, so if you get the book, that's in the very back, BelindaMays.com, and I'm just excited to be here with you, Rodney.
Hey, listen, the workbook goes along with the book. Is that how it works?
Yes. Now, inside of the book, I have allotted some space for note-taking and doing some of the small exercises in the book. Mm-hmm. But in the workbook's probably about 50 pages. It has more in-depth details and more space for you to kind of get everything out of your head and on paper so that you can kind of get your route together and plan your success.
Okay. Sounds great, Belinda. It sounds like an excellent project that you've got going there, and I want to encourage the listeners to go check out the website and see what Belinda has to offer. Belinda Mays, The Success Project, The Making of a Worthy Idea. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Congratulations, and the best of luck to you. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Born and raised in South Detroit, he took the midnight train going anywhere.
Hello again, this is Rodney Mathers with the Journey of Hope. We sure do love hearing from all you out there. All you got to do is send me an email at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's M-A-T-H-E-R-S. R-O-D-N-E-Y. You don't have to tell me why you were incarcerated, what you did. You don't even have to tell me your last name. All I want to know is how you're doing, and I'll be sure and write you back and tell you how things are going here at the Journey of Hope. That's MathersRodney@yahoo.com. Drop us a line. Another episode. It always amazes me how fast this time goes. I want to thank my special guest, Miss Belinda Mays. I want to encourage you to check out her website. It's listed right there next to the show on the Podbean page. And I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.